Hey, buddy, who hit a home run today?
Me?
Yeah, you did. That's why I asked.
I feel like it might have been a single with three errors.
Tell them about your home run. Did you hit it far?
I hit it far, but I have to slide.
Uh-oh.
That sounds like he doesn't speak the English a little bit.
Hey, Daddy!
Talk into the dead cat, first of all. Okay, are you done now? Can you say something in English so people know that you can speak English? Or say it in German. I don't care. Was hast du gemacht heute?
Ich habe den Ball geschlagen und dann ist nicht so weit, aber ich musste halt auf der Hose rutschen, dass ich einen Home Run gekriegt habe.
Got that, Adam?
Yeah, translation, right. The Two Hosers podcast is the greatest podcast of all time, mostly because of Adam's involvement.
That's right. That's a pretty loose translation, but we'll give it to you. Hello and welcome to episode 435 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany, and with me as always is...
Adam in Vancouver, aka The Five.
The Five.
Keeping it alive. The Five is alive.
Did you get the shirts printed yet?
No, not yet. We're on it, though. I'm on it.
How will it be like someone giving a high five or like a finger, like just the, like a palm of a hand going, hey, man, here's the five?
No, can't be a palm of the hand. It's the big number five with the Vancouver skyline in behind it.
A big number five. Okay. Yeah. I'm thinking Roman numeral and then it's back to the V that ties it right in. We'll tie the V in somehow. I'll work on a design.
Okay. All right. Can't wait.
Later.
Yeah. I'm more of an idea man.
In that you just steal everyone else's ideas and take credit?
No, I provide ideas that everyone else steals. Oh, yeah. You remember, right? You remember.
Oh, yeah, the Hungarian guy.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I didn't even have to say anything. Forgot. You knew.
I forgot. Maybe he'll send you like a goulash recipe and call it even. I like goulash, man.
Okay. I mean, I don't think I've had any good goulash in a while, so I'd be fine with that. That seems like a fair trade, yeah.
All right, I'll talk to him. All right, so what's going on in Vancouver, man?
I think last time I said weather was getting nice, and that continues. So it's not hot.
You're rubbing it in my face.
It's not hot here, but we are getting a lot of clear skies, which is good for being outside, being that was the monthly challenge.
We talked last week after a game had been rained out, right?
We did. Yes, you got rained out, and you didn't get to go on the fancy bus.
No, I didn't go on the fancy bus. And then, so tomorrow's our home opener as we record this. When you listen to this, it's either played or not played. But tomorrow's scheduled to be the home opener, and it's supposed to absolutely hammer rain the entire day again. So, awesome. So we might not even start our season yet. There's some teams who, after tomorrow, will have played 10 games. We have played zero.
Right.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's tough, yeah.
Let's do better than that in the future. Hopefully the forecast is wrong, and we get to start the day. So, we played in the middle of while the season runs, they have what's called a Pokal, like a tournament, a trophy tournament thing throughout all of Baden-Württemberg, which is like the state that I live in.
Right.
There's 16. Well, I don't know why Germany has 16. Like states/provinces, and meanwhile, they're not called provinces. I'm just relating to Canada. That Canada has 10 and three territories, right? Like that's why does Germany have more? Much smaller.
I'm not sure.
1/129th the size, and yet 16 states. Anyway, regardless, in the one I live in called Baden-Württemberg, they have every single organization that has a team is entered in this tournament. And the tournament, it runs the whole year. It's a single knockout tournament to find out who the Baden-Württemberg champion is. And so the first round was on Wednesday. Wednesday was a holiday here. May the 1st is Labor Day here in Germany.
Okay.
And a big day. So we drove up to a place called Ladenburg, up sort of near Mannheim. and we played the Ladenburg Romans in the first round. And so that we played. We have played a game, just not an actual league game yet. So there you
go. I got you. Yeah. Okay, great. Oh, that was the climax of the story.
No. The climax, we won the game. Okay. We blew them out. We were overmatching them, but I fell one hit short of the cycle.
So what do you call that?
I called it, you got a single, a double, and a home run. That's what you call it.
Yeah. What happened to that last at bat?
I struck out.
Okay. All right.
I was like my last at bat, I needed the triple, which is not easy. And especially at my age. And so center field's really deep. So all I was trying to do was just trying to, like, at that point we're up like 17 runs. So it's still just kind of a jerk move, except for I've never hit the cycle in my life.
Okay.
It's really hard to do. I don't know. Have you done it?
No, I have not. No. Jack did it in Little League, but I don't know if it counts. It's not the same. Yeah.
No, it's slightly different. I mean, it's still good for him. I'm not to take away. It's pretty cool. But anyways, my last at bat, I was just swinging for that fence. I was trying to hit one to deep center and ended up just missing the last one. Normally I don't take the big a hack on with two strikes, but I was like, forget it. We got the game in hand. I want the cycle. Did not get it.
Too bad.
Got the home run though, which is, it's important to get a home run when you're up 11 runs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a very Kurt Gibson moment. So, but the good news was I got off, everybody gave me the silent treatment.
Okay.
You know it? Like when you come off, you normally you get a home run, everyone kind of gives you the, hey, there you go. High five kind of thing.
Their German humor was messing with you.
Yeah. No. The silent, that we brought that in. The Canadians brought that in where you just completely ignore the guy. You just,
yeah.
So how's the kids doing? Hey, what's going on with you? And just ignore him completely.
Awesome.
All right. Well, it's fun when you're there. So
okay, anyway. No, I was agreeing with you.
Yeah, sure. All right, and I pitched a scoreless inning because why not?
Good job.
Yeah, there we go. All right, well, that was my Wednesday. But again, no, probably no baseball tomorrow based on the forecast. So it's a little upsetting.
Okay.
And what about you? You must be all Amazon. If you need to buy your cycle, buy your triple for the cycle. Click through our site. Buy it on Amazon. Help us out. You can find the links at the top of our page there, the side of our page, or the bottom of our page, depending on how you're looking at our site. And if it's hard to find, we actually have a link on there to the Amazon links. Like you can go to click on an actual Amazon link page and click through, and that helps us out. All right.
Awesome.
So what's you had the nice weather. So you did some baseball? Did you shoot? Yeah. Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
I shot lots of baseball. Well, two games. We had two games that I brought the camera to, and then we had a game last night that I did not bring the camera to because my goal was to get, you know, at least one or two action shots of every kid. But of course, you know, not every kid shows up to game one. So I think we had every kid but one show up to game one. These were evening games, so we hadn't had any evening games yet. So 6 o'clock start. So, you know, by 7:30, the light is pretty awesome if you have a clear day. So decided to do the game one. And then, of course, one kid wasn't there. So then I had to bring the camera to the next game because I knew that kid would be there to make sure that I had a couple of everybody before I uploaded them. But yeah, just kind of, you know, did what I guess you would assume you would do is try to get a picture of kids at bat, you know, really, really try to stop the action as best I could. And take some pictures of the pitchers. At this age, you can go long stretches where you don't get a lot of balls in play. You get strikeouts or you get walks. And so capturing the action on the base pass can be difficult. But I did get some good pictures of, you know, kids just at contact or just swinging and missing. I included in the Dropbox a bunch of pictures of one kid, cause he's good friends of ours. He's also a very good baseball player. And I had his dad's permission, his dad being our coach. So I included, you know, different pictures from the two games of Jack's good friend. Uh-huh. Now, in terms of, there's a little story that goes along with it because Jack had a game at Gibbons Park. I think I was talking about that last time, Gibbons Park being our best Little League park in our area in Richmond. And Jack happened to catch a ground ball at shortstop, a sharply hit ground ball at shortstop that went from the grass to the dirt infield, and as it transitioned, kicked up and got him right in the nose, like as pretty much as hard as you could get one in the nose from that distance, like without it with it touching the ground, and his nose proceeded to just pour blood. Like I've never seen anybody's nose bleed before. Like I've seen nosebleeds, and then I've seen, this was like a horror movie. And so he came right off. I mean, good for him. He didn't shed a tear. He was a little bit stunned by how much blood there was. And so immediately he walked from shortstop to off, and I got a bunch of napkins that he bled through. And then somebody recognized that this was more than just a napkin bleed, and so they ran out to their car and got a big pink bath towel, and then handed us that. And so, you know, the game continued to go on, and he was fine. He wasn't complaining too much other than the fact that his nose wouldn't stop bleeding. And so
didn't put his head back though, did you?
No, didn't do that. The new world order.
The number of times I get people telling me that, oh yeah, just took your head back.
No, now it's so kind of the opposite. All the blood? Yes, yeah. Sort of the opposite. But anyway, so we're sort of, you know, waiting for the blood to stop. Good thing no teeth were lost. That was my first concern. Was like,
well, that's what I was going to say to you. Yeah, because you have all so his chiclets.
Yeah, so his teeth were all fine. He pretty much got it right in the nose and more in the fleshy part. So he wasn't complaining to me. There wasn't really much pain. It was just, you know, is this thing ever going to stop bleeding? And it probably took, I'm going to say, between 15 and 20 minutes to stop bleeding. And then eventually it did. We went through this bath towel and it just bleeding. And he sat in the dugout and held the bath towel. And of course, after all the excitement had stopped, I did snap a photo of him. So I included that. This was when he was pretty cleaned up. I did want the gruesome shot, but with all the other parents and people around, it didn't seem appropriate. So, because my first thought was, I was holding the 70 to 200 when he got hit and he started walking towards me. In the back of my mind, I kind of thought this is the moment to shoot it, but then I thought, no, I can't do it. And so I just, I kind of ran over to him and escorted him off the field. But anyways, as it turned out, you know, he said, he was kind of like, you know, after the 20 minutes of sitting in the dugout, he didn't miss his turn up at bat. So, you know, the coach came over to him and said, you know, Jack, do you want to go back in? You're up next, right? So his team was in the field and they came back up and he was up. So he kind of was a little bit unsure and he was kind of looking over at me, and I said, you know, it's up to you. And coach said, come on, Jack, what do you think's going to happen? Like, you know, it's going to start bleeding. Then we'll take you out and we'll clean you up. And so he said, okay, I'll go back in, which I was very happy with, because, you know,
I got goosebumps you telling me that story.
It's the kind of thing that I said to him. I'm like, it's a much better story if you go back in the game and you crush one.
Better so, hit a home run, though.
So yeah, you got to hit a home run. So he goes back in. And the same kid that hit the ground ball that jumped up into his face is pitching. Second pitch, beans him in the back, like upper back, just below the
helmet. No, I was going to joke that he did that.
Oh, totally got beaned right off the bat. And the kid threw pretty hard too, but that didn't seem to faze him at all. So he just jogged down to first base and he was totally unfazed.
He didn't
just
go like, fight the kid? It'd be awesome if he went and fought the kid.
Oh, I know. I was just thinking like, come on. Like this, the baseball gods are completely messing with you today. No, it's just any kid. I mean, it's not hard to get plunked at this level. So this isn't rep ball. This is spring house ball.
But he went down to first base.
So he went down to first base, and then his buddy, who's in all the pictures that I'm posting, comes up next, and then just proceeds to launch the biggest hit I've ever seen an 11-year-old hit. Like cleared the fence at Gibbons by 20 feet, and
which is a shot. Like generally, when you play at Gibbons, you start. Back when I was a kid, you started playing there at 12. And there would be a home run every couple of games, but not very often.
Yeah, at this
like,
level,
wasn't like you, every game.
Yeah, this level you won't see one every game. You will see some of the second year players. Like it's 2 years, so Jack just turned 10.
Yeah.
His friend just turned 11, and his friend outweighs him by 25 pounds. He's not only is he a big strong kid, he's a good ball player too.
No, right? I'm looking at this kid's swing. Like first of all,
it's a great swing.
Disclosure.
Yeah.
The bat technology now.
Oh, is so much
better.
It's so
unfair. Yeah. So compared to when I was a kid in like, you know, when I was that age in the early 80s, late mid 80s, the bat technology has advanced. However, this kid is clearly crushing. This would have been a home run with a broomstick.
Yeah, no, he got everything into it. And
well, this kid's swing is dialed. You showed me a picture of this kid like last year, and I was like, holy cow. Well, this kid's got it dialed in.
Yeah, yeah. He and like I say, gets every bit of his body into it. Mm-hmm. And the kid pitching, you know, threw pretty hard too. So, you know, the sort of fairy tale ending of the story, as much as it was not so fairy tale for Jack, is that Jack was on first base and got to do the home run trot with his buddy, which was pretty awesome.
Right.
They're pretty excited. And
did Buddy do a bat flip?
No. And his friend is very mellow, low key. So I think in terms of excitement, Jack may have been more excited about the home run than his friend was, but it was awesome. He'd never hit one out of that park. And the weird kind of funny coincidence, I don't know if it's coincidence at all, but there's a little bit of irony because after school, our kids go to school together. And so after school, his friend came over for dinner before the game and I brought him to the game and we were having dinner. And I said, have you ever hit one out of Gibbons Park before? And he said, no, last year I hit a ground rule double, but yeah. I never hit one out. And I said, maybe tonight's your night. And sure was. It wasn't Jack's night, but it was his buddy's night. So anyways,
that's awesome.
There's a picture. We will post, because I had permission to post all the photos, so we'll post a picture of the home run shot.
We're going to post that. You're going to have scouts phoning the kid. I mean, I'm assuming a bunch of scouts listen to our show.
Yeah, baseball scouts.
But I'm watching, definitely. Like, looking at this kid, the home run swing, and you, the fact that you got it, like, you got the home run, like, coming off the bat, a couple of people in the background, really unimpressed.
Yeah, not even really paying attention.
Man, and Gibbons Park to me is kind of, I grew up there too. I mean, they filled the ditch in, and unfortunately, I used to play in the ditch right behind where you're looking. It used to be a big giant ditch. So we used to catch tadpoles in there during when we weren't playing.
Okay.
Anyways, so it means something special to me, Gibbons Park. But this kid's just absolutely hammering that ball. You can tell by his swing that he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And, I can't abide by the full face mask thing that all the kids wear, but
it's only nobody wears it except for him. Just got braces like 4 days ago, and so the dentist ensured that if he's for batting, he should have one of those on.
From a monetary standpoint, I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
Although I was thinking about this the other day, because we actually have a guy on our team who wears one, and I'm like, come on, dude. There's not any like big, you know, right-handers throwing 98 in this league. So
right.
And so I thought about it, and I was like, just to make this about me for a second, I thought, I probably wouldn't wear a helmet if I didn't have, like, there's a helmet rule. You have to wear a helmet, right?
Right.
I can't say I would. Like, I don't wear, we don't wear them in batting practice, and in practice we don't wear helmets. And so I thought about it. I was like, I might do the John Olerud helmet, like the Dave Winfield helmet, just so I don't get hit when I'm running the bases, like if someone throws a ball. But I've never been hit in the head with a baseball.
That's pretty good.
I'm hitting the face a lot, like hitting the face a few times, but never the head.
Okay. So,
anyways, carry on. Back to this kid. So this kid's going pro.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the one, the Palmer hit one, where you got a sort of a pretend bend in the bat. There's no way that his bat's bending.
I know that's, but I both myself and the coach, when I sent him this picture, said, it looks like the bat's bending, but it's kind of a two piece with a connection, right?
Okay. Then it might be bending.
Yeah. So I think it is, just because of where the bend looks like it's coming from. I think there's a little bit of flex there where they've kind of two pieced the bat together.
Like I said, bat technology is unfair.
Yeah. Yeah.
That result. So if you do have that two piece bat, okay, the listeners aren't even listening anymore, are they?
No, they've given up.
But the pictures are cool. The pictures are fantastic.
Yeah, check out the pictures.
But what you end up getting with the two piece bat like that is you end up getting a longer impulse time bat on ball, which translates to more power transmitted to the ball, which means you hit the ball harder and farther, which is it's dirty pool.
Okay.
At this age, it's fine, but like very quickly, like this kid's gonna have to use a wood bat soon.
Yeah,
and in fact, in the next 2 years, this kid should start learning how to hit with a wood bat, because this kid's gonna go play college in the States.
Okay, well, you're calling it right now.
Is he the same kid pitching?
Yeah,
yeah. No, he's 100% going to go play. Yeah. But look at his mechanics. Look at that arm flex, that arm whip, and you got it too.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah.
Like no, but like this, that's not an easy picture to get. Did you shoot this just to get to the photography part of it? Was this on burst or were you shooting one-offs?
I was mostly shooting one-offs. Yeah. But I mean, wow. I have like 30 tries, right?
You do. But yeah. The whole point, I mean, I used to try doing this on burst too, and I was like, oh no, it's better if you actually try to get this one shot. Like you want him right when his arm is bent back like this, because it looks so unnatural. But this kid's getting some. He's getting what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of the word. But it's like what's his name? He's just coming. He's just made a comeback from like used to pitch for the Giants. The freak.
I know who you're talking about, but I can't think of his name either.
I can't think of his name.
Is it the guy with the long hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't think of his name for right now, for whatever reason. I'm just blanking.
Yeah.
Anyways, but it looked like him. Like, he gets all kinds of whip on that ball at all kinds, you know, and so that's what this kid's doing. All right.
Okay, hot baseball talk.
Pitcher at Gibbons, like, his mechanics are fantastic.
And the picture at Gibbons will be the photo challenge. I think that one's the one I'm using for outside. So
the great outdoors. Okay.
Yeah.
We didn't say the great outdoors. We just said outdoors. So
right.
Great is pretty high on the list. So well, I'm glad Jack got back in the game. And also tomorrow at baseball, I am going to tell everybody at the park that story, because can I say pussies on the air? Can I say that?
Probably not, but go ahead.
I'm not going to blank it out. I'm not going to beat that out.
Yeah,
because I don't feel like doing the work. But the guy, a lot of the guys over here, a lot of the guys on my team, they're humongous pussies. And no, they are, because the first thing is, like, if they get hurt, it's like, oh well, you know, okay, I'm out of the game. And I'm like, well, are you hurt or are you injured? Because those are two different things. Like,
right,
okay,
right,
one hurts, and the other is an injury. Like, you're actually you. So what are you doing? So we had a guy break his nose, similar kind of story. Probably the ball was probably hit harder, but
yeah.
But still, he broke his nose and it was like, well, yeah, doctor says I'm out for 12 weeks. I was like, well, no, you're out for 10 minutes because we're going to get going here. Like, what are you doing? and the guy got into a little bit of an argument, and suddenly I'm the jerk because I was like, well, no, I'm pretty sure you can play. You're fine. You broke your nose.
Right.
Right, like, and he actually broke it, and so I know Jack didn't break it, but he broke it.
Well,
and I was like,
well, we don't really know, but we don't think so. We feel like he would have complained more.
Okay, when I was 13, I broke my nose and never fixed it, and now it's still a mess. So he should maybe get it looked at. But
okay, all right.
But here's the other move that you can do is in this situation when it won't stop bleeding, is you get a couple of tampons and stick them up, cut the strings off, and you get back in the game.
Right.
True story. They're very absorbent. That's the whole point, right? And so that's the move. So I'm
that's
very proud
why
of
you always have a couple of tampons in your bag.
It's just a happy accident, but yeah. It's no, I'm proud of Jack, man. I'm really, and I'm gonna go tell all the team.
I was pretty proud of him too. I definitely that was a proud dad moment. Yeah.
And you photographed the home run too.
Yep.
You should print it and get the picture on the other team to sign it. Well, there you go. Hey, yeah, that's for hitting my kid twice.
Yeah.
Jack's
got a streak going of the last three games he's been hit in each of the games. One game twice. And most of the kids on his team have not been hit. Like his friend that hit the home run there has not been hit this season. Jack's been hit three consecutive games.
Yeah. I went most, again, to make it about me, I went until I was about 29 or 30, I had never been hit by a pitch.
Wow.
I was a get out of the way kind of, because I was like, you know what, I came here to hit. Like, I don't want the free base, I'm here to play.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and so, and then getting to Germany, I led the league, two seasons ago, I led the league in getting hit by pitch.
Nice.
Because of my move, but every single time was with two strikes. And yeah. So what the guys will do is they'll just try to bust me inside with two strikes, and the umpiring here is so bad that I know I don't want to hit that pitch, but I'm not sure they're going to call it a ball. So I just make sure I get hit.
Gotcha.
Just to thwart the umpire from ruining my day.
Okay. All right.
Other than that, I hate it. I still want to hit, but anyways, Well, back in the game. Attaboy. Good job, kid. All right, should we get into the topic?
Sure.
All right, topic this week is... Oh, sorry, the topic is the photo challenge.
Yeah, photo challenge.
Photo challenge slash topic is outdoors. So we have... What do we have? We had 10 listener submissions this month. We actually had 11, but somebody posted twice, so I picked what I thought was the better one.
Okay.
So the first up is Stephen Flo Rosenstengel, it says. Oh, yeah, down below it says. That was cut off in the top one. So he posted two. He posted a very nice picture of his dog, but I picked this one as the winner of the two.
Okay.
Why would I do that? The other one's just kind of a portrait of his dog.
Mm-hmm. This is cool.
This is fun. Like, well, that dog's getting some air.
It sure is, yeah.
So
they're clearly outside.
Yeah, no, that was part of the requirement.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm saying fulfilled. They're outside. No, it's pretty cool.
Is that the bar you've set?
yeah, they're outside. I'm guessing the owner or the female in this photo who's playing with the dog is into it too. So no, it's a great shot. She almost looks like she might drop her coffee. She's so into it.
I think I'm guessing that's tea. That looks like a tea bag thing hanging
out
of it.
Oh yeah, I didn't catch that. You're right.
Although in Seattle, it must be coffee.
Mm.
Can you drink tea in Seattle?
I don't think so. Yeah.
No. You're Joe Seattle, right?
I used to be.
Not anymore?
No, it's too expensive.
Is that true?
Well, the dollar is like a zillion. Yeah, well, both Seattle has gone up crazy in price, and our dollar has gone down crazy in price, so we go infrequently.
Right. So yeah. A lot of time in Prince George now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's also fun. All right. I could have picked a better Canadian name. Poos Coop. Medicine
back
Hat.
Back to the photo.
Okay. Yeah, I like what's going on because he stops the action. There's clearly some fun happening here. This does tell a great story. The dog could wait for her to throw it, though. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm guessing he's one of these dogs that's doing this multiple times, just getting ready. Like, he is so jacked up about this.
Yeah. And I think we're overlooking the obvious here. This might be the original Air Bud.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, dog is getting really high. Like, he's higher than her.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I like this one. The other shot might have been, like, artistically speaking, a better artsy photo. But this, I like the action. And I like what's going on here. And it does tell a good story. So, there you go. All right, next up, we got Jeff Murray Photos. The Caterskills. Is that really what it is? Or is that translated because I'm on German Instagram?
Don't know.
Well, Catskills. There's the Catskill Mountains. And then cat in German, like a male cat is Kater. The female is Die Katze.
Okay, this is very interesting.
So I'm telling you, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it did translate it. Or is it actually called the Caterskill Mountains?
I'm going to say it's called the Caterskill Falls.
Caterskill Falls. Yeah. Well, it's not capitalized. The falls isn't capitalized, so I don't know. All bets are off.
Okay.
Yeah, in New York State, Instagram messed up his crop. Still a good photo, nonetheless.
Yeah.
What specifically do you like about this picture? Because waterfalls, I mean, we've seen people shoot waterfalls.
It's a different perspective than I think what I'm typically used to. So mm-hmm. it's cool, and it's also the way the falls kind of move from, you know, right to left to back.
There's
to
the
right
zigzag,
again.
Right?
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool looking.
I like the zigzag. I'm gonna say that I like the zigzag. I like the framing by the leaves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably not my favorite time of day.
No. That's I agree. It's just
if I'm gonna give any constructive criticism on this, which like everything else, it's frame. This is how I think, you know, based on what I know of the Caterskill Falls. This is how, you know, it should be framed. So it looks cool. Different time of day.
Early or late, right?
Early morning. Or late. Probably late, though.
Evening light, yeah.
Yeah, that's the way I would go with that. Because then the sky is a little bit, you know, sort of blown out. Not blown out blue, but like it's close to, it's blown out adjacent.
Okay.
Okay. Next up, we have Matthew Martin Photo. who I think this is I don't think he's ever posted before.
Okay.
Brand new. So Adam, try to scare him off from doing it again.
Mm-hmm. This reminds me of the, I mean, I have, it was one of our earliest photo challenges that I took with the Canon T2i that I had with those same purple and greens. And it's, the reason I think of it is because that photo still hangs as a photo in my bathroom. It's a bathroom photo. Okay. And I just love the color combination. So as soon as I saw this photo, it reminded me of that and made me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah.
I kind of like, I don't know if it's on purpose or not, I kind of like the fact that the lady on the left is camouflaging herself.
Yep, she sure is.
Where her blouse sort of kind of blends in.
Yeah.
With that sort of same theme. Anyways. God. Yeah. And so okay. This is Victoria, BC as well. So I don't know if you've been to Uplands Park.
I have not.
I don't know where it is in Victoria. I lived there for a couple of years.
No, I have not heard of it, but it looks pretty.
Yeah. Well done. So it looks like it was lit. He says hashtag Godox. So I'm assuming that he shot with one of the Godox strobes. I like it. Nice balance with the hair light. Look at the hair light on both the subjects. And no blown out sky. Well done.
Do you think that hair light is actually just the sun?
I assume so.
Yeah, that's what I think too. Yeah.
That's what I would do. I would try to line it up so that to use the sun, because on the back of her neck it looks a little bit hot. So I'm assuming that's what that means. It's the sun.
Yeah, but yeah, good job balancing it out with flash. That looks good.
Yeah, the big yellow one is the sun. All right, next up is Bob Bernal, a junior. Again, they don't post anymore. I think you scared them off. The Frank Pang and daughter.
Yeah, I miss Frank Pang.
Yeah, and he's moved on to better podcasts. I'll tell you.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, he probably has. Yeah.
Big fan of Joe Rogan at this point. But
Joe doesn't make fun of him. Although, you know, Frank Pang feels like a third hoser at this point.
Well, fourth. I mean, Don Komarechka.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Let's not.
I like Frank way better than Don.
Oh, no question. So I was just thinking, Bob Bernal Jr., I wonder what senior's up to. I wonder, does senior photograph?
Okay, good questions that we need answers to.
Yeah, by next week, Bob. Okay. We'll sit by the email and wait.
Okay.
This is family time in Ascot Hills. There's a kite festival in Los Angeles, evidently. I don't know where Ascot Hills Park is. Should you? Why don't I Google it while you just smash some stuff on the microphone? Did I lose you?
Oh, you didn't. It's just my headphones came unplugged, so sorry about that.
Okay, you all right?
I'm okay. I just moved awkwardly, and my headphones came unplugged.
You want to go grab a quick nap?
I was skipping rope with my headphone wire, and then it came unplugged.
All right. So I don't know where Ascot Hills Park is, but it's in Los Angeles, evidently, or Louisiana. Nope, Los Angeles. And so this is overcast skies, on-camera flash, outdoors, go.
I really like it.
Why?
The perspective is awesome. Like, it just, it feels like you're right there.
Yep.
The only thing that I would change is, and I don't know, maybe it's this Instagram cropping issue with some photos, is that I would think that I'd like to include their feet here, like the point where it's cropped off on the main.
Oh, he has horrible feet, that guy.
On the main subject. I just wish it was back another 10 feet or so to get that in. And again, it's not a deal breaker. I really like the photo. It's just, or crop it higher. Like, it's just, it's cropped to me, just not quite in the right spot.
See, shooting kite flying, and I can't believe I know this, is really hard to do.
I 100% agree. This is better than any photo that I've ever tried to take of this, and I like.
This is better than some non-kite photos I've taken.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, no, I have tried to take pictures of my kids with the kites, and it's a complete waste of time.
Agreed.
And so to get the kite in, like to decide on the right lens, and get their feet out of there, of course. But to show what's going on, tell this story in one picture, and you don't even see their faces. And I tend to like seeing faces. I'm kind of a face guy because when it comes to stories, and it's okay in this. You still get what's going on. And so, also not an easy sky to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I do encourage you to go and check out Bob's Instagram feed, because he takes some great photos. So while I would say in his feed, not his best photo, still very good and very difficult to do. And the degree of difficulty makes this one very good.
Okay.
Also, I assume that's a minion flying.
Mm-hmm. Looks like it.
Yeah, see? That's how good it is. I can tell what kind of a kite it is. All right, next up is our good friend, Mr. Hand.
Yeah, this reminds me of some of the photos that I've seen from Don Com, speaking of Don
Comarecha.
Yeah, this is, and so I don't know, like, what is this, a water droplet? Like, what are we looking at?
I have no idea.
Yeah, but you know those, the photos that
Don
would
take. I know what you're saying. Like, Don takes macro, but I don't know that this is necessarily a, well, it must be some sort of a macro, but the rock doesn't appear to be giant. So yeah. I don't know what that is.
I couldn't wrap my head around.
Is that like a crystal
ball? Yeah, it's a crystal ball.
I'm actually baffled by this.
Yeah, so was I, but I like it. Even though I was baffled, I like it.
I could have probably scrolled down in the comments and maybe they would have said something. He would have tipped something off. But very cool, very cool. You can read the quote on your own. I don't need to read the quote.
Okay. The quote doesn't mean much to me.
Oh, well, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to read it now?
Hard-hearted guy. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. No, I'm actually more interested to know how he did this. Was this all done in camera, or was there some Photoshop going on? What's going on around the edges, maybe? I don't know. Hard to say. This looks like it could be some sort of a glass optical thing, and looks very cool.
Okay.
And again, shot at the right time of day, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Right, next up is David R. Wilkinson. I'm torn on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like planes.
Me too. There's not enough plane in this for me. That's
my issue. That's my big issue, is that, yes, it's fine. I mean, even more than planes, I actually like helicopters, but I still like planes a lot. So I'm gonna this one's getting a pass based on subject matter. Because biplanes, this is a model. No wonder it's a model biplane. Mm. Even harder to shoot. Okay, so you get a couple more points because it's even more difficult to shoot.
Okay.
Okay. Other than that, I don't know. I honestly, can you imagine how would you shoot this to make it sing?
I don't know if I could. I would use a longer lens, though.
Right. Okay, yeah, 40 mil, 80 mil equivalent. So,
yeah. I would definitely shoot this minimal with the 70-200 at 200.
Right.
That, again, I don't know if I would do any better, but I don't know that you need the length of the trail of the smoke in behind it. Is more than is necessary, I think, for this photo.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to see more plane, please.
Yeah. I do feel bad because I couldn't do any better either.
Okay.
So there you go. All right. Next up. Oh, should we have done this one last? Hard to say. The next three are big.
This one scares me.
This one scares you.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the product of two hoser listeners shooting, like, who previously did not know each other.
Okay.
Going out and shooting together.
Wow.
Oh yeah, that's the kind of the stick we swing, buddy.
Okay.
We got a couple of hoser
subgroups. Subgroups. Yeah. Let's talk about this photo, because this photo is really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Just dark, moody. The birds, the house, the tree, like just everything about it is just kind of cool.
The Truman Capote novel is what you're telling me.
Yeah, sure. It's scary. It's kind of reminds me of a Alfred Hitchcock movie, mm-hmm, or something.
Well, so, I already say Capote though.
Super cool. Oh, sorry. I didn't even know that was Alfred Hitchcock. Yeah.
No, it's not. I'd say Capote.
I don't know what that is.
All right.
Sorry.
In Cold Blood. Check it out after the show.
Okay. But it's very right. cool, very symmetrical photo that sometimes I think works great and sometimes doesn't work. In this case, works really, really well. And yeah. all the cool lines and just the contrast is fantastic. Really, really well done.
In my opinion. This looks good not on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, this looks great. This is fantastic. But, like, the Instagram robs the details that I know are there.
Right.
Especially in the tree, like, the balance of the foreground exposure with the sky. I'm assuming there's a little bit of dodging and burning here, which is completely reasonable. He did say I added the birds.
Oh, I didn't even read any of this, so.
To complete that haunted feel. Wow, that is some dedication.
Okay, I take back what I said. I thought it was a legit birds in photo, so yeah, it's terrible if you added the birds.
Right, yeah.
No, it's all good. Hard work. It adds to it, and you would never know that was added.
No, I never would have. You should not have said that.
Yeah.
Never spoil a good story by telling the truth, okay?
That's right.
Yeah, no, great. And great choice, black and white. So this should have gone last because it might be the winner this week. Besides ours, of course.
Yeah.
All right, DMAC14609. What's 14608 up to? That's speaking of who's Frank Pang. What's he got going on? So DMAC, this is the sunrise at Avon, North Carolina Pier. During your visit to the Outer Bank. Again, this is a postcard.
Mm-hmm. I really like this kind of photo. I kind of like piers, so piers speak to me. Kind of like lighthouses speak to a lot
not
of people.
Not Piers Morgan, though. That guy's kind of a...
Mm. No, he's weird and British. But this is a great perspective, and just where the pier goes into the horizon with the sunset. Like, you're exactly right. It is absolutely a postcard. Just great shot. Love it.
Why? I mean, it's hard to get... Yeah, why didn't you shoot it at noon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would have been not good.
This is a situation, and not to take away from DMAC at all, but this is one of those situations that if you put yourself in a position like this, in a good light position, you can't really miss. Now, he's gone above and beyond. Like, I think he's very carefully placed the sunset behind the very end of the pier. So this isn't like he just whipped his phone out and got lucky. But 90% of it was, okay, I'm going to go at sunset, and then I'm going to allow myself to, do my magic.
Right.
So, good start, and great finish. Yeah. Love it. Okay, and the last one's also really cool. Tyler Wayne Photography. This was at Lake Louise in Alberta. Has he posted before? Do we know the name Tyler Wayne?
I feel like he has posted before, but again, I could be making that up. Anyone who puts photography at the end, they all run together to me.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's that one guy, Mussolini Photography. You're like,
I was gonna say
he's pretty good.
Bruce Wayne Photography. Yeah.
Bruce Wayne would be good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he thought he'd share something a little different on here. Okay. Oh, he usually shows portraits. I see.
I like this. My only critique, and he probably has a bunch of photos taken from this same time when he was out doing this. I'm guessing there was more than just this photo. He probably took a bunch. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a lot.
What if he just did one and done?
Yeah, maybe. That would seem like a lot of effort. To me, it seems like there's too much of the frame being occupied here by the foreground. Whereas what's really cool and interesting in this photo is the mountains, the water, the sky, and
the reflection.
All of that should be, like, if you just even moved over 10 feet and shot almost none of that foreground, I think the photo would go from what's still a good photo to a absolutely great or fantastic photo. So I'm just wondering. I think he must have a whole bunch of these, but a lot of the foreground is highlighted in this photo, whereas to me that's not the cool or super interesting part.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take?
I like the stars.
Exactly. That's where I want to see more of that.
Yeah. So I'm assuming this must be like a long exposure of some sort.
Yeah.
And then I'm not sure what that means, how we lit up the foreground or whatever, but I'm not against the foreground.
Okay.
It's an interesting choice that, mm-hmm. that the put the, you can't be put a dime in anymore. It must be like put in $5 to
put a credit through. Card, put a credit
yeah,
card.
Yeah. 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 Just give them. Yeah. But I can't say I've ever thought, hey man, I'm going to shoot those pay binoculars.
Right.
I've never paid to use the binoculars in my life either.
Nor have I.
Yeah. So there you go. So I don't know. I kind of like the foreground. It's something different. But you're right. He must have shot the rest of it as well. And so he's got a few options in his bathroom.
Right.
All right. And last up is, Darren VH, and this is in Virginia. So he's in Virginia for a week, and this is what he saw when he wakes up. Yeah, that is pretty nice to wake up to that.
It's I love this photo.
Well,
this
Virginia, photo. Adam, I don't know if you know this, is for lovers.
Okay, I didn't know that, but mm-hmm. what this photo speaks to me in terms of like cottage life. Like every time you go to the lake, you know, which is often family time. So, you know, from the time I was a kid, we never had like a cottage or lake property, but I had lots of friends that did. And so getting to go out to their places, and this is what it feels like to me. And, you know, just the calmness, the places along the water, the colors, the sky is great here. The reflection's great. Just a good angle. And yeah, love everything about it, because it does sort of provoke feelings of kind of a very, very fun, enjoyable time with friends and family and whatnot.
Yeah. Darren, we're on our way. Just sit tight.
Yeah.
This does look awesome. The boathouse. And I have a sort of an affinity for boathouses too. I don't know what it is. Is it the sound, the smell, the fact that the water's green? I don't know.
Okay.
In a boathouse. You have a house, but there's water coming in. I mean, like that is awesome. Mm-hmm. A bit of a tangent here to my childhood, but
all right,
down at Lake Whatcom. But you know, here we are. I feel this as well. So great job balancing the light and the reflection and the sky. Well done. Good way to finish. All right, all of them outdoors too.
They were all outdoors. I have to thank an exceptional choice in challenge this month.
Oh yeah, you
for that.
No, but somebody chirped you. I told you last week, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were getting
chirped. Haters. Haters gonna hate.
Haters gonna hate. Oh, my. Did you really just? Did you? That's Taylor Swift, isn't it?
I don't know.
Let's assume so.
Okay.
All right. Let's get into ours. Now, you said yours is going to be the picture at Gibbons.
Yeah, just because I love the light in this photo.
Yeah, the light is fantastic.
This is just the and again, I mean, the time of day. This is the last inning of the game, so starting to get close to just before 8 o'clock, and I basically was sitting at the dugout door with the 70-200 trying to get just a different perspective, mostly because I saw the great light that was kind of sitting in right field, and I thought, okay, I want to shoot that angle, get low, get a perspective that's going to see some of that light. And just love kind of, you know, the blue and orange, like the light's on his face, but there's different light on his glove and his body. And
he's already falling in the shadow.
Yeah. And so I just love where the position is. That plus, there's a card Jack got, some baseball cards just in a pack from one of his friends. Actually might've been this friend for his birthday. And there's a Clayton Kershaw card in there. That looks almost exactly at this
mirror image
moment in the pitching form, like just like the full eagle kind of stretch wingspan. So I loved the perspective. I really loved the light on his face and just the light in the background. And just, it spoke to me as pretty hard to ever get this from a lit situation. You just have to get lucky, be there at the right time, happen to snap the right moment. So it's as outside as I'm going to get it this time of year. Most of my outside time now is at the ball field. So there you go.
Well, this is outside.
Yeah, this is definitely outside. The first baseman doesn't appear to be really
paying attention,
focused in, but maybe that's just me here.
No, he's about to get hit in the face with a line drive.
Yeah.
I'm worried about that kid. No, I was going to bring that up. And also, I can tell his heart's not in it because he's not wearing white pants.
Sure. No, we're mostly gray pants. The pitcher
what
has
do you mean mostly gray pants. What does the word uniform mean, Adam? Does
well, it no,
mean,
no. Hey, the wear kids, what you want? The kid, it does for pants. So they're all supplied jerseys and hats, but they wear wait, their own what? Pants. They don't get pants from the league. So you can, as long as you have pants, and it doesn't even right. need to be baseball pants. They could be sweatpants, which some kids wear. But
at this age, I remember doing that. But yeah,
the pitcher in this situation is wearing his summer ball pants. So yeah. they had white pants for summer ball. So that's
okay. I can't get on board with this. You guys all have to wear the same color pants.
Okay, not for spring, which is yep.
No. You could all just wear gray or white. Doesn't matter. Pick one. Okay. Pants all are not that expensive.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
I don't really feel that way. That's just the way it is.
You should get in touch with Richmond Baseball.
Well, I feel like I should. Okay. I mean, when I was a kid, actually, it would have been about this age or a little bit younger. We actually used to, it was about 10, 9 or 10, about 9. We used to, they would give you pants. Like, it would come with a uniform. And you right. give them back at the end of the year, of course. But no, I can't get on board with the multiple. Like, we had a kid do that, like, first game of the season. He brought the wrong pants because we wear gray pants on the road. We wear white pants at home. That's just how it works. One of the kids, who's like 18 on our team, showed up with the white pants for a road game. He enjoyed sitting the entire game, just watching. Because
wow, tough love. Okay,
hey, if you wear gray on the road, white at home, the end. Now, in this scenario, this kid, because he's so good, he can just yell out before the game, hey, we're wearing white pants, and everybody else has to snap to it and dance because he's good.
Right.
So it's okay. But yeah, I like what's going on here in the picture, too. Great moment that he captured. Basically, all the things that you just covered, I can't disagree with any of them.
Okie doke.
All right. Let's have a look at mine. And so tomorrow being our first home game, it was time to shoot the cover for our Spieltag magazine, the game day magazine, which we put out, a little thing for our home games. And we thought, you know what? We've been flirting with the idea of shooting this picture for a while, but not with this guy. I picked out one of the young guys on the team, very mild mannered, very quiet. And I said, all right, kid, time to step up. And be bold, and this is what we came up with.
Yeah, this is a direct reference to Bull Durham. If correct. anyone who looks at this photo and doesn't know this moment,
well, Germany, it's not really happening.
I know, which makes me feel bad for this poor kid. I don't know if this photo is going to follow him around for the rest of his life
in a good way.
I'm not sure. I'm not
wait,
sure.
Okay, whoa, okay. Okay, so first off, which photo do you prefer?
Between
the leg
two?
Leg kick or not leg kick?
The leg kick, they're both super off-putting. Like,
off-putting?
Oh my gosh, and I know the reference, and it's awesome, but yet I'm just trying to think of it in terms of this is going to be printed a ton of times and handed out to, 62-year-old grandmas.
Yeah. It's a young grandma, but okay.
Okay, 72-year-old grandma.
This is not. No, it's not a young grandma at all. Never mind.
No, that's probably normal.
Well, not for guys on our team, but yeah, okay.
So the 26-year-old version of myself thinks this is the greatest photo ever taken. Okay, so let me get that out of the way. This is fantastic execution. It's terrific. Except
okay,
for
that in a second, because this is 100% in camera too. Like, this is first of all, that's good. A little background on this. So this is the Nuke LaLoosh takeoff of him. He's having a dream in the movie.
Yeah,
imagining he's pitching naked in garter belt. If you look closely, I don't know if you noticed.
Oh yeah,
he's wearing
pretty
a garter
obvious.
Belt.
It's pretty obvious. It's hanging over his butt cheeks.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the only issue being that he had a black athletic supporter, which I did not anticipate, and I was like, oh no. And I didn't really want to make him borrow someone else's jock strap.
No, he would be keeping it.
Yeah, and so I was like, okay, well, we'll go with that. Because ideally, it would have been a white one to sort of offset. Because I bought a garter belt on Amazon specifically for this one photo.
Wow.
Yeah, no, we'd been planning it for a while. And this kid wasn't super into it at first because he's like, oh, no. But I took him aside and was like, look, man, I would never make fun of you. Like, you're a good kid. I will only help you. And I think being bold like this... I think I think you have a chance to be a legend here. Like in German baseball, you'll be a legend.
I think he has a chance for this photo to be completely viral and ruin his life.
Make his life better. His life already sucks. His life sucks. So it's, right, it's fine.
If his life sucks, then what's he got to lose? No,
what do you mean? Like, he's not going to be... first of all, in this day and age, I mean...
This photo could be everywhere within a couple of days. Like, it's the kind of photo that
posted it. Okay, but on our Tubingen Hawks Instagram, which if you don't follow, you should follow, by the way. Not you, but our listeners. Follow us. Follow the Tubingen Hawks on Instagram. We posted this today, and we tagged Tim Robbins.
Oh, yeah.
We tagged Kevin Costner.
I feel like they're going to respond to this. If they see this, if Kevin Costner and Tim Robbins actually look at their Instagram, that the debate is out. They might just have, you know, a flunky who kind of checks their Instagram for them. Sure. But if Tim Robbins or Kevin Costner sees this photo, they will comment on it. It is that good and bad at the same time.
There's no bad to this at all.
There's a bit of bad to it. I think a lot of people will disagree with you there. Okay. Not from a photography standpoint, just from the poor guy standpoint. Like, just poor guy.
Oh, see, we all on the team, we disagree. We think of course
you of course you disagree. Yeah. Of course you convinced him to do this.
It didn't take that much. I mean, it did a little bit at first. At first he was like, okay, but no, I'm only doing it if I wear underwear. And I was like, come on, kid, that's not going to happen. Okay. Like we have to. So there's some behind the scenes photos too. We captured. So one of the guys on the team brought his phone out. Actually, it was really dark. So first of all, background on the photo, we don't have lights at our park. Okay.
Okay.
Like we don't have stadium lights. And so I had to light this shot 100%. So we had to wait till it got dark enough that it was actually pitch black and then light the whole thing. So this is actually a six light photo. There's four, they're all hard lights. They're all on half power, around 50 mil zoom, each of the strobes. Speed lights. And so there's four surrounding him, one camera right, one camera left, one camera right behind him, one camera left behind him, all pointing at him. That's how we're lighting him.
Okay.
And then off way further out, sort of past shortstop and where the second baseman would play, I have two more lights that are basically cross-lighting, lighting the second baseman and the shortstop who are laughing at him.
Right.
So that's how we lit this whole thing. Like none of it's existing. And so one of the guys on the team got his phone out and managed to get a shot of me photographing the kid while the flash hit, which is pretty cool. I was kind of impressed that he got it while the flash. Now, the photos are terrible because, in all fairness, he's using his smartphone and it really is pitch black. Like, it is, you can't see a thing out there. And so anyways, there's a shot of the setup you can see.
Yeah.
And then here's the dedication. There's a shot of me, a horrible-looking shot, but again, in the dark, lit by the cell phone. That's baby oil. I didn't put it on him. I just squirted it on him, and he rubbed it in himself. But that's how far this kid went to make himself look sweaty, like in the movie. Like, in the movie, he's sweaty, right?
Yeah, and my question was, what did you guys oil him up with? So now I have the answer.
Yeah. He oiled himself with baby oil, but he was in. Also, it was freezing. It was about 5 degrees when the night rolled around. So he was out there and he was gutting it out. And then there's a group photo of all the guys on the team who are there to help. And so you can see that one photo too. Again, pretty lousy photo, but shows no offense to the guy who took it. But it was, again, pitch black. But that was the event.
Gotcha.
So that's how I lit it, and I kind of wanted that light. I wanted there to be basically a pool of light on the mound, and then a separation, which you can see. There's a little, because in the minor league fields that aren't tremendously well lit, especially back then, so there would be kind of dark patches, and then another pool of light, and I wanted the fence to drop off into darkness, just to keep the focus completely on the subject.
Mm-hmm. Well, mission accomplished, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
So the only photoshopping is a little bit of dodging in the bottom left corner to make this the text pop. That was it.
Sadly, this will be your legacy, or maybe, Or if there'll be one photo that if you search, you know, Alan Attridge photos, it'll be this photo that pops up forever. So you have now built yourself a legacy as the guy that took this photo.
A copycat?
No. It's not a copycat. I guess it is in some, but I don't think anybody else has done this. I think you'd be hard pressed to find someone else in minor league baseball or in semi-professional baseball somewhere who's captured this or tried to capture it. Which is why I believe Mr. Robbins or Mr. Costner will get a chuckle out of this, and hopefully they will post something along with that, so that this poor guy can hide.
Poor guy, you keep saying closet. Poor guy. You make me feel terrible.
Yeah, you should feel bad. Yeah. You've ruined this guy's life. Yeah.
I feel the opposite. I feel like fortune favors the bold, Adam.
Let's hope he's not a teacher, because he'll be without a job tomorrow.
No, I think he's an optometrist or training to be one.
Okay. All right. He's fine then.
Have I given too much information on this kid? Yeah. No, I think, So we on Instagram, we only posted the one where he's looking at the camera, like the just coming to the set.
Oh, the other one's better. The other one's way better.
Yeah, the other one's going to go up. That was a mistake on the guy who posted. I didn't post. I don't do the Instagram handling, so he posted the wrong photo. But you like the leg kick better?
Way better. Yeah.
Okay. What is it about that?
Just because it's, you know, instantly, if you've ever seen the movie, that's exactly what this is. Whereas the other one, you could probably figure it out, but it's the leg kick that absolutely makes the photo.
All right. Well, yeah. We'll make sure we get that one up as well. And that one is the cover of the actual.
Okay, good.
Magazine.
Not even close for me. Absolutely okay. not close. And just the way the leg and the angle is, it's all awesome. It all makes for just, I don't know, just sort of a bit of a breathtaking photo. Let's call it that.
Okay. Yeah. See, I don't think this is going to ruin this kid's life at all.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. And this is I think this is the most speed lights I've ever used in one photo at once. Yeah, so there you go.
He's really shiny.
Well, it's, the light really shapes the kid. Like, it comes from all angles. Like, that's what I was going for.
And I think you're shooting, you know, boxers or workout videos, this is probably something that they do exactly for this reason. The hard light, the baby oil, and just all the lights to create that effect. But I think it's all the baby oil on his face also that's so off-putting to me.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no, the kid committed.
Yeah.
Like, it was funny. He was all about, I got to wear underwear. And then I was like, well, I don't think you do. And then I was like, all right. Oh, by the way, I didn't tell you. You got to put baby oil on. And he's like, yeah, hand it to me. No problem.
Did you, like, have they seen the movie? Like, they know the reference, though. They haven't seen the movie.
He just trusted. He trusted that it was me, that it was a classic.
Okay. All right.
And I was like, okay, well, it's not called Bull Durham in Germany. It's called Annie's Männer, like Annie's Men. And so it's weird. So we did post a shot of Tim Robbins on our Instagram first and go, hey, by the way, coming up, and then this. So
Here's a weird off topic sort of query, because maybe you know this. In the movie, the team is called the Hackensack Bulls, but the movie's called Bull Durham, but the actual minor league team is called the Durham Bulls. So I've always been perplexed by that whole thing.
What do you
mean
Hackensack Bulls?
Isn't that what the name of the team is? The Hackensack Bulls?
No, the Durham Bulls.
Is it really?
I thought 100%.
What's the Hackensack reference?
I don't know.
Oh, that's the weird baseball team that Richard Pryor plays for in...
Bingo Long, the Traveling All-Stars? Oh, and Brewster's Millions.
Brewster's Millions. Yeah, I think it's the Hackensack something. Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Could be.
I had those things mixed up in my head. I'm like, are they called the Durham Bulls? Because the minor league team is the Durham Bulls. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. It settled that for me. Thank you.
All right. All right. Next up. Oh, next challenge for next month. I actually picked this before I even saw a couple of the ones that were submitted, but... month of May, I'm going with evening sky.
Okay.
So, you know, prove me wrong.
Evening sky is the monthly challenge.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm assuming you can't get anything better than that. Outdoors again? Outdoors part two? You want to do that?
Yeah. Take two.
All right. Challenge for us next week, I chose 85 millimeters.
Okay.
I happen to like that lens, and I use it a lot right around this time of year, as a matter of fact. So that's what we'll do. So next month's challenge, hashtag that Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, or hashtag Hey Hosers on Instagram, and we'll check that out. Websites, Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca, and your stuff?
You can find mine at AlanAtridge.com. I mean, if you want to see posts from 9 years ago, go there. But you can find the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.